Nachum Goldstein, Yitzhiva Torah, 46.
Lamed Gimel. And I'm summarizing. I'm summarizing from Vetzarich Lizair. Now we're saying something which has connection to these days. We are on Tisha Seyamim. And on Tisha, the Gemara, there is a Haftorah for Tisha Seyamim. Yes, you have here Haftarot for no. So on the, if that's regular Siddur, that's better to read from inside. We are reading on Tisha Seyamim Haftorah from Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu is saying, I will just tell you in a minute or two what Yirmiyahu is saying. That is saying. הסויפה ספיהם נאום השם, אין ענבים בגפן ואין תאנים בתאנה ועל הנבל ואתן להם יעברו. כן, so he's describing the dispersion after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash by the Kasdim, that they came with thousands of soldiers, commanders and the bad spiritual the situation which was on this generation. And there is a pasuk which is saying, "Mi ha'ish chacham v'yaven et zot, v'asher diber pi Hashem elav v'yagida, al ma avda haaretz, nitzta kamidbar mibli over." Yes? So who can understand such a thing? Who can explain us why we lost our state? And it was like parent, like desert. No one is passing here anymore. Yes? That's total contradiction for the previous situation. Previous situation, thousands of kids and people playing, laughing, happy at Jerusalem, everywhere. And after they were exiled from Eretz Yisrael by the Babylonian, so he left here a few thousands, 5,000 I think. And even this left over to Egypt. And that shows the extraordinary supervision that we are having on Eretz Yisrael from Hashem. Why? Because this is like the palace of Hashem. This is the land which is most holy all over the world. So you cannot come to the palace of the king and rebel against the king. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a system that will keep Am Yisrael on their way. The same if you are, if someone is driving a car. So some roads, main roads, if he's starting to go aside, so they are on the road, there are bumpers that making him a special noise to wake him up, to come back to the way. So that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu made systems that Am Yisrael won't be able to continue staying at Eretz Yisrael if they are not keeping Torah and mitzvahs as should be. And that's why they were exiled. And that's the first thing which doesn't occur nowhere on the world. Yes? Let's continue. Second one. During this period that they were exiled, it was total a deserted place. That means it said that 52 years was no bird, no animal going over the soil. Yes, unbelievable. Yes, but on the Sahara Desert, right, there are some people walking. On Egypt, on Libya, there are some people walking once a month, okay, once a week. But there are thousands of people there. Here, nothing, even not only people, animals, birds, nothing, totally deserted, yes? Okay, now that's, there is nowhere else in the world such a thing, okay? Second one. Third one, that's also for Am Yisrael. Why? Because that will be so producing place like it was before, so all the other nations that are around Eretz Yisrael would come instead of Am Yisrael to stay here. And that's why they haven't came.
Why? Because there was nothing here.
No. So
desert,
they haven't came.
Think
about Eretz Yisrael. Let's look about modern times. We had it 50 years ago. We're here a few thousand Jews. Yes? So and people dislike to come to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they said it's a danger place. They are bitzot. How do you say bitza? Disease which comes from the mud.
Malaria.
And it's dangerous. Okay. It's not for us. Yeah. We don't want to stay here. And all around the Kinneret was full of malaria. Now it's one of the best places on Eretz Yisrael. Bekat Genosar, many fruits, sweets, the best. And they just kept a bit for Shmurat Achula, to make Shmurat Teva. Yes, but all the rest, they planted trees of eucalyptus that was drinking and become down, and many animals even disappeared because of that. Yes, yes, exactly. So that's the first thing. You see, take your seat. Yes, so now I gave you three examples. That's extraordinary, which doesn't happen nowhere else. First, the fact that the destruction, total destruction, when Am Yisrael are not keeping their mitzvahs as they should do, and that's a prophecy of Yirmiyahu, which we read on Tisha B'Av. And that's okay.
Why did he say prophecy of Yirmiyahu? This was Pastor Moshe talks about it.
Yes, you're right. But he, Moshe Rabbeinu, spoke about by general, all during the whole history, and Yirmiyahu described what he saw by his eyes. He was living on the time of the first Beis HaMikdash destruction.
He sends you away, he'll be with you anyway. Don't leave your side.
Okay, you're right. So Yirmiyahu was warning them before, that about the first one, to warn them about the Beis HaMikdash destruction.
Right.
They couldn't bear even hearing his prophecies. So they ran, wanted to kill him immediately, and they throw him into jail, and almost died there until he was taken out. Okay, so that was the first one. Second one, that afterwards it was left with no one there, not animals, not birds, even animals. And afterwards, and I said that also from Hashem, why? Because it was keeping the land for us, and I showed that on modern time, let's say 100 years ago, 150 years ago, started the Am Yisrael to come back, and now we see 8 million Jews, or 7 million Jews at least here. Yes, majority of Am Yisrael. And the third thing is returning back. That's the next point. Why? Because you cannot see that the population from 70,000 people, Jews, before, let's say 100 years ago, it became into 7 million. Mm-hmm. You cannot see there that in nowhere else. Yes, double 700,000 times. Yes, that's something also not believable. Yes, so all this phenomenon. That's nothing that you cannot compare nowhere else. Even the let's say professor who are investigating the wars, which all around the world. Are admitting that what happens on Eretz Yisrael is irregular, not according to the normal rules. They said that already on the time of Mechemt Yom Kippur. Okay, so here in the middle of this Nevoah of Tisha B'Av, it said, who is clever to understand that? Al ma avda haaretz? Why we lost the land? Vayomer Hashem al ozvam et torati asher natati lifnehem velo shamu bekoli velo al chuba. והלכו אחרי שירות לבם ואחרי הבעלים אשר לימדו עבודתם. Because they left the Torah and because they were listening to me, because they were walking idols. So that's why I spread them around other nations. Okay. So the first part of the answer, which is על עזבם מתורתי, is need to the Gemara ask for explanation, which we saw yesterday. Because it was asked by the Chachomim to the Nviim, to Malachi Asheret, they couldn't understand that till the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself explained. And the Gemara is saying, Al Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. That means that shows the preference of this Birkas HaTorah more than other Brachot. Yes, because that, because everything, let's say, if someone is making a mitzvah, so he's thanking Hashem for the mitzvah. But here is something that you should, that it's so sweet learning the Torah, that person might learn just because he's enjoying the analyzing, the wisdom of the Torah. And we should appreciate that, like, the mercy of Hashem that he gave us the Torah, which is a not other nations. So that's why we should be noticing the meaning of the Bochred, not just learning automatically or like a university. On university, we also have department for research of Talmud, okay? But it's not yeshiva, it's not Limud Torah, it's not like should be. So in order to show that our learning Torah is because we want to, we love Hashem and we want to be attached to Him, that's why we should be noticing the words of the Bochen and thanking Hashem for that. So now I'm continuing on page Lamed Gimel and saying, V'davar ze, on the right side in the middle, V'davar ze הוא קשה ביותר שיעשה זה. It's difficult to done. ולא נמצא. וזה מה שאמר שהם מבחים בתורה התחילה. ומזה תוכל לדעת, from that you can learn, כי מאוד צריך האדם שיהיה נזר שיברך על התורה בכל ליבו ובכל נפשו. That person should be careful very much to say the Bochur with all his heart. ודבר זה שאי אפשר לתלמיד חכם להיות נזר בזה. And that's more difficult to תלמיד חכם, because he's enjoying what he learns. והוא הסיבה שלא יצא תלמיד חכמים. And that was what caused that sometimes תלמידי חכמים, their kids haven't continued their way to become also Talmidei Chachamim after them. Why? Because they get used so much all their life to learn Torah so that they are not appreciating anymore this zchus to be learning Torah. וזה מפני כי חסר מהם לתת ברכה אל השם יתברך. Because the parents missed this part of thanking Hashem with all their heart that is נותן ומשפיע התורה, is giving and influencing the Torah. ומפני כך אין משפיע עליהם בין תלמיד חכם, because when you are not asking and you are not noticing the goodness that Hashem gives you by the Torah, you won't accept the influence that you might got. If you want the Banim Tzadikim, תלמיד חכם, you have to pray for that. So that's the time I think to speak once again about what we're saying on Birkat Ahava Rabba before Kriyat Shema. We're saying Avinu Ava Rachaman. Yes. So if someone aside is listening, is you hear, wow, someone is suffering, you're saying Tate Avinu Abale, Daddy, help me. Yes. Ava Rachaman. V'sem b'libenu, please give me something. Where? At my heart. Avinu Ava Rachaman. You are mentioning His mercy. Yes. וסם בלבנו, להבין ולהשכיל, להבין ולהשכיל, לשמוע, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור, לעשות ולקיים, as כל דיבר סלם אותו יעשיך באהבה. Yes? So that's like introduction for Birkas HaTorah. Ava Rabba is love from Hashem is also shown by the giving us the Torah. That's also a way for us to love Hashem. The Rambam is saying in two places, how can we come into Avas Hashem? So why one way is by noticing the creation, how that He gave us. And the other way is by the Torah. So the other way is by the Torah. So that's very important to do so. Yes, and then if you are asking for that, then you will have the goodness from Hashem about that. Then you will have been Talmid Chacham. Ki Hashpat Talmid Chacham hu Hashpat HaTorah Be'atzmo. Because the influence of Talmid Chacham is that's like becoming part of the Torah. V'kasher mechasrim habracha, and when you are missing, when there is lack on the Bocher, she'ena kfi ma she'raui, להיות על השפעת התורה, that you are saying the Bochur automatically without noticing, So then that's not as should be about the influence of the Torah. גורם דבר זה שאין השם מתברך משפיע עליהם בין תלמיד החכם. So the result will be that they also want to have תלמיד, a son that will continue with the Torah. ודבר זה בעצמו היה גורם שחווה הארץ. That would cause the destruction of the land of Israel, כמו שאמרו שם. כי דבר זה, מה שלא ברכו בתורה תחילה, התחלת הסרת התורה מישראל. Not saying the Torah, not blessing with all the heart on the Torah, that the beginning for others afterwards not to keep mitzvahs. כי הברכה שהוא יתברך משפיע התורה לישראל, I'm on the left side, fifth line, כי הברכה שהוא יתברך משפיע התורה לישראל, the meaning of this ברכה is that he's influencing the Torah to Am Yisrael. וכאשר הוא יתברך משפיע התורה לישראל, אז לא היו מתחילים לסור מן התורה. So that when there is influence of the Torah, they wouldn't leave the Torah. But when there isn't influence, they are leaving the Torah. Yes, the influence of the Torah is to make Am Yisrael holier and loving the Torah. Yes, because of these days, I want to come back once again to another description which applies to Tisha Sayyid. The Gemara, I think, on Maseches Yumi is saying story about Jew that his name was Yosef ben Nashita. Yes, the Gemara is saying that he was Rasha even. Yes, that when the enemies came to destroy Beis Hamikdash, so they were afraid to come in, and they asked who among you, they, because even the non-Jew weren't allowed to come in. There was signs that non-Jews that going over this border will be killed. Yes. And it's known that holy places, they heard about even Kohanim Gdolim that passed away on Yom Kippur when they weren't tzaddikim. They were pulled out with strings. Okay? So they ask who is willing to come in and to bring us some of the tools of Beis HaMikdash. Okay? And we will give him half of what he's taking out. So this Yosef ben Ashida was volunteered to do so. Mm. Yes, it's like wow, you are not only that you are helping the enemies to take out from the holiest place. Yes, so what happens?
It's done.
One second.
So what happened was that he came in and took out the menorah of Beis HaMikdash. And he came out and he was expecting to get half of you that. So they said, oh, that's nice item, that's not for you, person like you. Come in and take another thing for you, for yourself. Yes? So he refused. So they told him, what do you mean? You minute ago you took out the lamp, so go again and bring something made of gold. So no, I'm not coming in. So they said, what do you mean? We can hit you. Okay, hit me. We kill you. Okay, kill me. And they killed him like with saw. Yes. So, and he was screaming, enough. One time that I made my sin. I won't make it again. So how we can explain such a thing? Person that is so negative, willing, volunteering to give the enemies tool of Beis HaMikdash, afterwards give his life for nothing. No, he's not getting anything, just punishment. Mm-hmm. And then first I'm asking this question. And they're saying
but
he's saying after, even on this time of destruction, was holiness inside. When he got in, the holiness influenced his soul, his neshama. So he couldn't do that again. You understand the point?
Now, that wasn't the original menorah, that was one of the many menorahs that Shlomo made, right?
Maybe.
The original one was buried.
We're Sheva Menoiros, okay? What from it?
It's still Kota, it's still Kota.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. So here we see something which is very special about the connection, the inner connection from of the Beis Hamikdash and the soul of Jews. And that's what it means, that by the Torah is the power which influences Am Yisrael. Yes, so that's why we are saying on every bocher asher kitchanu mitzvah mitzvanu. Kitchanu b'mitzvah, that means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu by the mitzvah is giving us holiness, and much more by learning Torah. Okay, let's continue. כי בזה שהוא יתברך נותן התורה להם, מחזיק גם כן התורה אצלם, וכל שכנו, אם נתן להם התורה מתחילה, אם זה קדוש ברוך הוא גב אז, when I'm saying we're coming out of Egypt, כל שכן, קל וחומר, כאשר כבר היה להם התורה, that afterwards, on the last 2,000 years, when we're having the Torah, שהוא יתברך מחזיק התורה אצלם שלא תסר, זה קדוש ברוך הוא will take care for the Torah, that won't be forgetting, yes? Many were a few times during the history that people were afraid that we will lose the Torah on time of the Romans, on time of Yanai HaMelech, yes, that killed many Chachomim. וכאשר היו מחסרים שלום ומברכים על התורה שנתן להם, yes, you know, on Russia, after Second World War, was like communism so strong that they didn't permit to open no yeshiva, no, not speaking Hebrew, nothing. And even so, many Jews that came from there, their kids came to the yeshivot and started to learn Torah again. Yes? Okay. וכאשר היו מחסרים שלא היו מברכים על התורה שנתן להם, אז השם יתברך לא היה מחזיק התורה אצלם, שהלכו בתורה. When they have luck, like skipping the ברוכה, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't keeping the Torah by them, that they will follow the Torah. כמו שאמר על עוזבם את הרתי ולא הלכו בב. First עוזבם, by not saying the בוכר, then ולא הלכו בב. That influence afterwards, that the nation won't follow the Torah. וזה היה התחלת הסרה, והתחלת הסרה גורם הסרה אחרת. Each act causing another action. עד שהוסרה התורה לגמרי. ודבר זה דומה כמו הבגד שהוא שלם קודם שמתחיל לקרוע. קשה לקבל הקריאה. If you have cloth, that string starting to come out. Afterwards, when you are pulling, that come separated, yes? Totally. So that's also what happened with the Torah. כן, הדבר זה, מה שהיו מברכים על התורה, היה גורם שהשם יתברך משפיע התורה לישראל. When they were saying the Boche, that caused that the Kodesh Boche influenced power of the Torah to Am Yisrael. וזה היה גורם לקיים התורה ולשמור אותה. That caused keeping that ahead. כי השפעת התורה לשמור, לעשות ולקיים, ולא זולת זה. לכך, כאשר לא היו מברכים בתורה, but when they were doing the opposite, by skipping the Boche, just coming directly to start learning, so היה גורם שעבדה הארץ, that caused cause that they lost the land. והבן כי הדברים עמוקים מאוד מאוד, he thinks that very deep. That's like how it works above, on upper worlds. ועוד הרחנו במקום אחר, ולכן האדם צריך להיזהר בברכה הזאת מאוד מאוד. אהבה רבה, which we are saying before, קריאת שמע, we are saying, פינו אב הרחמן, המרחם, רחם עלינו, וסיים בליבנו, לאהובנו, להשכיל, לשמוע, ללמוד וללמד, לשמוע, לעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה. Yes? Yes? So, today I was davening at Shtiblach, and there was no chazan, and a few minutes too late came a kid, 16, 17 years old, he came to become chazan, okay, and he's davening slowly. And he came to this bocher and we were saying, like, with all his heart, yes? And I looked at him and thought, I don't care that we are, it's too late, that takes time. It's so positive how he's doing that. that I was happy to daven together with him. Yes, so yeah, you know, the kid sometimes has clean heart. Yes, so that's example for this point that we just spoke. Thank you very much.